This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Who should get COVID boosters and when? The CDC will consult an expert panel on those questions today. Yesterday, the FDA approved boosters of Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines for eligible Americans. The AP's Ben Thomas.
For recipients of the Moderna vaccine, the FDA has authorized a third booster shot 6 months after the last one. It'll be a half dose. Right now, it's limited to seniors and others at high risk. The FDA says all recipients of the J&J vaccine should get a second dose at least 2 months after their initial shot. And the FDA is formally allowing mixing of shots, so recipients don't have to get the same brand of vaccine for their booster.
The FBI is asking for patience as it investigates what appear to be human remains in a Florida wilderness area, along with items believed to belong to Brian Laundrie. He's a person of interest in the killing of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito.
I know you have a lot of questions, but we don't have all the answers yet.
FBI Tampa Special Agent in Charge Michael McPherson spoke to reporters in Northport, Florida.
Investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items, such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie.
News reports showed numerous law enforcement vehicles arriving in a tent set up inside the woods.
These items were found in an area that up until recently have been underwater.
I'm Jennifer King.
The House votes today on whether to hold longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress after he defied a subpoena from a committee investigating the violent January 6th attack. Former President Clinton says he's touched by the outpouring of support he got while he was hospitalized last week to treat an infection. He says he's on the road to recovery. Powerful winds knocked out electricity to 250,000 homes in France this morning. Trains between Paris and Normandy to the north have stopped. This is AP News. The White House is floating new plans to pay for President Biden's domestic spending package. The AP's Mike Gracia.
With the clock ticking toward a self-imposed deadline, the White House is offering to shift off a key component of how to pay for President Joe Biden's $2 trillion social services and climate package. The White House is prepared to keep the corporate tax rate at 21%, shelving a hike to 26.5% favored by many Democrats for companies earning more than $5 million a year. Instead, there would be a new tax on gains of those with more than $1 billion in assets. In his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, Wednesday, Biden was sounding confident.
This has been declared dead on arrival from the moment I introduced it. But I think we're going to surprise them.
But the clock is ticking. Democratic leaders in Congress want agreement by week's end. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Dow gained 152 points yesterday. The S&P up 16. The Nasdaq lost 7 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.